All right, John, we're going to time his 40-yard dash. He is making his way over. Not exactly sprinting, but we will be joined by the general manager of the Detroit Lions, Brad Holmes, momentarily.
Yeah, just a few moments.
We can see him. Lions are out on the practice field. They got practice going on. We're going to be out here as a station a bunch next week, too, as the Lions gear up for the season. Yeah, Brad, we're on the air, buddy. Let's get going. Let's do it. Yeah. Good to see you. We were watching your walk over. We were timing your 40, and we noticed you weren't sprinting.
When was the last time you did a 40?
Oh, my gosh. 2002 in the spring when I ran for the scouts, and they rejected me and said I wasn't good enough to play in the NFL.
There's no gray in the beard.
I got it.
I've
been trying to become a scout.
Well, okay. So let's talk about camp so far and just the energy and the mentality for you guys going into the season. How you feeling?
Yeah, the energy's been great. I think Dan's done an incredible job of making sure that the message has been clear, the tone has been set. You know, obviously we got a lot of new faces from a coaching staff standpoint, and they brought a ton of energy. So I think everything's been a smooth transition. You know, staying relatively healthy. Couple, you know, that you would like to have better outcomes, but for the most part, you know, it's been pretty good.
Challenges for you are different than they were when they took over the job. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges that you have in this training camp with this team right now?
Man, that's a really good question. As the roster has improved, and it really was kind of like that we first started seeing those challenges in the draft, really, on the approach that we took, is that, you know, it's getting harder and harder for a lot of the young guys, just because when you add more veterans, you have better players that are going into their second and third year. It's just, you know, you want to really give these guys time to develop and all that, but sometimes, you know, you just might not, because me and Dan are the best man's going to play, the best man's going to make the team. And so that's one that's gotten harder. You know, there's a lot of different avenues and routes that we can take, but that's probably the biggest challenge that I'm seeing.
Since the last time we talked to you, Frank Ragnow's retirement, also replacing Zeitler up front,
yep.
Just your confidence level that you guys can replicate what's been an elite offensive line.
Yeah, no, we still feel very good about it. We're still very confident in that offensive line that's led by Hank Fraley, which obviously we've got a ton of confidence in. He's one of the best, if not the best, in the league doing it. But, you know, we feel good about, you know, Graham. You know, Graham Moss has a lot of experience playing center. He's been a lot of experience playing guard. But, you know, he's got some comfort and familiarity with Jared being under center. So we start off with Tate, you know, give him a lot of reps at center. And he still can do it. But I think just really, you know, as we work through these combinations, I feel like in all fairness that Graham and his experience being in the offense at that position, as you know, that's a lot. I mean, that is a lot. And Tate can handle it. But, you know, I think early on with him, you know, back at guard, but he's still going to get some reps there.
The other guard that we had a chance to see a little bit at the end, Christian Mahogany.
Yeah.
What are you seeing from him in year two now that he's healthy and going through his first camp?
Look, like you said, he showed some promise last year. It was in spurts. You know, he was kind of sick early and kind of came on late. But now that he's had the full offseason, he hasn't missed time, he's had a great camp. I mean, he's had a great camp. And, you know, you have hope and optimism, but you've only seen a little bit. But what he's shown so far, he's doing a great job.
How big a deal is backup quarterback? We can see a lot of them in the preseason. Ideally, they never play in the regular season. But, you know, Hendon Hooker said he gave himself a 0 out of 10 for his performance in the first preseason game. How big a deal is backup quarterback?
Oh, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. And, you know, when you're trying to acquire those guys, you know, often those guys are, as they should be, they're very selective in the situation that they'll choose to go into. But obviously, we had drafted Hendon for his development and his upside, and he's been getting better and better and better. We obviously brought Kyle in that's had a lot of experience, starts under his belt. He's been in that role for a while. So it's been a really good competition, but it is a very important position. You know, knock on wood, hopefully you kind of hear all this about, you know, how come we haven't seen Hendon play? Well, good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So but at the same time, you know, they're one play away, so those guys got to be ready.
What are your expectations? What do you need in a number two quarterback?
You know, just being able to efficiently manage the offense and play clean football. You know, you don't need to be Superman. Obviously, it's a production business, and you want guys to make plays. But the other thing is mindset and mentality. You know, like, guys have to go into – if they have to go into a game, you know, it'd be unfortunately if they had to go into a game because the starter's not available. They have to have the mindset to just go in there and just let it rip, that you didn't have all the reps during the week. And so you can't get in there and get gunshot and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't get all these reps during the week, and I got to go in there. No, you got to go in there and just let it go and have confidence in yourself.
How much confidence do you have in Hendon Hooker? Because at the end of last year, you guys brought Teddy Bridgewater back.
Yep.
Where are you at with Hendon overall in the evaluation?
Oh, he's getting better and better. I thought he strung together a couple of good days these past days. I know the Hall of Fame game wasn't ideal. And look, he was not trying to make an excuse for him at all, because even he told you how he didn't like his performance, but it wasn't the perfect situation to be in either. But you know, he's going to get a chance to be in a better position. He'll start the game in Atlanta, you know, kind of get in there with a lot of our twos and just kind of see how he operates. And then, but, you know, the expectations are still high, just like I told everybody in the spring. He's getting better and better. And it's not really so much like the thing with Teddy Bridgewater last year. Just, I think you guys all know, it's just when you're in a playoff atmosphere, you know, Hinton's never been in that situation in the NFL before. So we were trying to do the best thing for the team. But we're trying to give him reps now to get him hopefully prepared to be ready for that.
I want to ask you maybe an obvious question, but first of all, Hutch is back.
Yeah.
And how does he look? And second of all, you broke Taylor Decker contract news with us last year.
Come on, Brad.
I know. I was walking out here. I was like, man, I don't have anything good to
You set a high bar, Brad. Break some news.
Yeah. So I guess the obvious one is it seems like it would be a huge priority to lock up Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, yeah.
How are things going in that realm?
Yeah, you know, it hasn't had really any intense talks yet. Look, I mean, we'll definitely get some dialogue going soon here. But, you know, all those things take time, especially the larger the deal is. But, you know, as the player, he's looked great. And I've been saying I'm really not all that surprised, just because of tracking him since college, since the early days of Michigan. I mean, he had that big injury in Michigan, and he came back. I think nobody would argue a better player. And I don't know to say it's exactly the same, because the games haven't kicked off yet, but what he's shown in practice, I mean, the change of direction, the explosiveness, I mean, he's not having any effects, but I'm not surprised on a guy like him that has this kind of mindset. But it's very important, and hopefully soon we'll get some dialogue going.
Talking to Brad Holmes, general manager, Detroit Lions. Last time we had you on, we talked about edge, and we had that exchange about, I don't understand, Za'Darius Smith. Not an elite edge, right? I know that was a different conversation. Za'Darius is still out there. Is there interest on your side?
Yeah, look, you know, Za'Darius did a lot of good things last year for us, and we said we're going to keep in contact with his agent. But, you know, everything's not just one-sided. You know, Za'Darius has expectations. The team has expectations. So sometimes it takes a while for those things to get on the same page, especially a guy, you know, that's been in the league as long as he has. You know, I'm sure that, you know, I'm not saying that he doesn't want to be in training camp, but, you know, if he misses some time. So, you know, there's obviously still interest there. And, you know, we've been keeping in touch.
How have you seen those guys operate opposite Aiden? Marcus Davenport, I know Josh is out. Levi is not going to be available.
Yep.
How are you seeing that position take place?
Yeah, now Davenport, he's having an excellent camp. He really is. I've always said that he is an ideal complement on the other side of Aiden. We all know what the issue has been, but it's never been an ability issue. So hopefully he can have better luck there. But, you know, we finally got Muhammad back out to practice. He's been showing some good thing. And the young kid, Ahmed, he's been doing a really good job. He made some plays in a Hall of Fame game. He's still got some ways to go. But what I like about him is that even when he kind of makes a mistake or does something wrong, it's 1,000 miles per hour or so. That always going to fit in well here. And we got some young guys that were kind of undrafted guys that are taking some steps too. You know, Nate Lynn, we signed as an undrafted guy last year. You know, he kind of showed up in the Hall of Fame game a little bit. Obviously, he missed a year with the shoulder last year, so it's good to see him out here. Ukwu, who, you know, played a little bit, had on practice squad last year, he's been doing some good things too. So it's a lot of youth out there. It's very comforting to have a guy like Casey Rogers in here now that's coaching these guys up, and that we have a ton of respect for all the things that he did in Tampa. So so far so good.
Things good with Alex Anzalone. I know there's a little tension. You guys gave him a little more money. How were those talks? Maybe some harsh realities?
Yeah, you know, it's normal football business, and it's just the business aspect of it. You know, we value Anzalone highly, all the things that he's done for us, and he's been a four-time captain for us and all that. So, you know, he's still a good player. He played well last year. He's getting a little longer in the tooth, but you know, as far as what we're seeing right now, he's still performing well. But was happy that we're able to come to some type of resolution for the immediate right now. And look, I'm sure that Anzalone would tell you that he's glad that it's behind him for the immediate for right now, so he can just go out there, concentrate, and play football. And he's looked good out here.
I know we're up against it. We got to get to a break, but I can't believe we've talked this entire time without talking about your first-round draft pick, Tyleek Williams. With Aleem McNeil being down for some time still, Levi out, there's a lot of pressure on him to produce as a rookie.
Yeah, and you know what? He's been exactly what we expected. He came in great shape. His body looks good, his weight looks good, and everything that he's been doing out practice, he's been making plays, but we're not surprised because that's just what he's done on tape. You know, when guys have that kind of power and athletic ability and ability to bend, and he's very smart, so he's not being slowed down by the thinking, so he's just out there just playing. But so far so good. I don't know if it's a lot of pressure, he's just doing what he does, and obviously I think Aleem is doing very, very well in his rehab process. So once he gets back, then you know, we'll just be even more fortified in the middle there. And I think the other thing too, the other component with Tyleek, is that DJ Reader was able to have like a full off season. He was kind of rehabbing for something the year before we signed him in free agency last year, so he's had a fall season, and he looks amazing out here.
Great.
I'll take the phone call from Jimmy. I want to ask you one more question. Yep. I know we got the clock. I'll break the clock. People look at the cap space. I'm sure you've seen this, and they go, why aren't they doing more in 2025? Yep. We know 26, you guys are negative. The cap can be manipulated. Just a chance to speak directly to the fans who want to know how it is you guys are using cap space to put the best product on the field.
Yeah, obviously cap space is important, but, you know, the cash budget, you could argue, is even more important. So you can look at a number and just say, oh, this is the cap room you have. But when you start for our unique situation where we have a lot of young guys that we're trying to budget and plan for, that number that you're seeing in black and white, that's not really what the number, but in our meetings and our planning and our budgeting, that's not really the number. So, look, it's not just, you know, you got a whole new reset of cash that you can just spend out. It's like you have to be very strategic with how you manage that. And we're just in a unique position because we have a lot of young players that we'd like to keep around. And unfortunate for us, they've been very good players, so they're not going to be the cheapest either. So
you've done too good a job drafting them, Brad.
that's the other side of the sword that you're going to have to pay. You know, you just got to build a pay, but we have the right people in place. We got a good team around us to make sure that we're being strategic, and hopefully we can get them all done and keep them.
He's Brad Holmes.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's 97.1.